Okay, we're going to have open lines for you now for the rest of this hour. Let's make it somewhat holiday-ish, if you would, even though it's open lines. So whatever you want to chat about will go. Perhaps you want to talk about your own miracles. That story in Kansas was incredible about that individual who saw that six-year-old girl hit by a car that was backing up, rolled over her. He picked up the car, saved her, was never able to do it again. Isn't that amazing? So we'll have open lines for you when we come back on Coast to Coast Day Out. And again, as you know by now, we will have live programs for you on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day night. And most program directors are now well aware of it. We've sent our special blasts to them. But I also wanted to thank you for calling your own specific station about that, because some of the stations just weren't aware of it. And they have decided, yes, all right, of course, we're going to have live programming instead of Christmas music all night long. So we've got a lot of interesting things for you on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, some special guests, and your open lines as well. Let's go to the phones. We'll pick it up by going to Greg in Lake Forest, California, on the Wild Card line. Hey, Greg, good morning.
Good morning, George. How you doing?
Good. Not bad. How about you?
Oh, great. You know, I've been listening to you for years, and I've been trying to get in, and I finally got through, and I'm so glad I did.
Super.
Yeah, I've got a question for you about 2012 and what you think it will do to world religion. For example, do you think it'll vindicate world religions in some way, or maybe even cause them to change completely?
Probably none of the above. I think what is going to happen, my take on 2012, talking to so many people and then just simply, Greg, coming up with my own conclusions. I think the Mayans were onto something celestial. They understood astronomy. It has to do with the sun. And I think something's going to happen with the sun, whether we get hit with an X flare or we're in that sun solar cycle. Whatever it is, it's going to be tied into the sun. I don't think it's going to affect religions at all. Do you?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure. I think honestly that it would probably have a lot, a big effect on the way people think about religion, just by the fact that, I mean, if something big happens with the sun, you know, I mean, the sun has always been an important symbol in religion. And so, you know, I was just curious about that. I thought maybe that might have something to do with it.
Have you noticed, though, that more and more people seem to be whacked out lately? I mean, they're just not acting right.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny because I was actually thinking about that earlier today. You know, it seems, you know, you hear a lot about the dumbing down of America and things like that today. And you know, that's kind of getting into politics. But at the same time, you know, yeah, I mean, I do notice that people don't quite seem to be all there these days like they used to.
It's all over the place. You know, maybe some of it has to do with attention because of the holidays. But, you know, people are, I witnessed almost three accidents just today. One car pulling over, the other car didn't see it. I had the honk. The driver finally said, somebody's honking at me. Why? Pulled over back into their lane. They would have sideswiped each other. But I've seen this happen more and more. Let's go to Austin, Texas. Billy, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Billy.
Good morning. Happy holidays.
You too.
You know, in many of your shows, you talk about these RFID chips.
Yes.
And you never tell anybody how they can disable them. And I was wondering, is there a way to disable or destroy these chips?
You smash them. that's the only way right now. You know, there's been some talk that one day the sinister ones may try to put these chips in our vaccines. And, of course, I don't take vaccines. But that you really, you know, the only way to disable them, they're so small, Billy. They're like the size of a grain of rice, some even smaller. You know, if you ever get one, I would just step on it. You know, that's the only thing you can do.
Okay.
Have you ever seen one?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. And, you know, there are some in clothes, of course. I don't think you have to worry about breaking that, but if you want to, go ahead. Let's go to Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Lynn, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Good.
Ready for Christmas?
Just about. I work up until the last minute. We work a lot of overtime, so it's really hard.
I do the same thing. And, you know, we got our shows, so make sure you're listening those
things. Yeah, I will. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Children's International. I went home one morning about 6 weeks ago, and I remembered to do it. I said, oh, let me do it. And I just want people to know it's really quick and painless. It takes less than a minute, and I only type with two fingers. And you get feedback within, like, 5 minutes. and I decided to use my MasterCard PayPal. It's only $22 a month, and it just was simple, and I just wish people would go ahead and do it. If you only need 95 and you got millions of listeners, I hope they go ahead and do it.
Absolutely. Well, actually, it's down to like 71 now.
Oh, good. Great.
And you know, it's only for a one-year commitment. We hope everyone renews for them, but if they don't want to, you know, they've got the sponsorship for the child for a year. And, you know, I've got to tell you, Lynn, the money, as small as it might seem to us, it really goes a long ways for these kids.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It is. And I already got correspondence back. I got my name is Lynn, and I got a little girl in Philippines, and her name's Angel Lynn. Is that cute or what? And then
that is,
she writes in pencil to me. How cute is that? it's so
did
great.
You get a little? Did you get a picture with it?
Yes, and she's beautiful.
Yeah,
just beautiful.
And you know what's going to be remarkable? Maybe one day, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, she might find you and say, "You know what? Thank you for that."
I only want to thank you. I just would sure love to meet her. She's just looked, you know, just a beautiful child. You know.
Yeah. That is so cool. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
You too. Huntington
Bye-bye.
Beach we go now. It's Tim's turn in California. Tim, go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hey.
I had a question about the I've been noticing a lot of Illuminati symbols and Freemason symbols have been showing up in performances by different musicians and in films the past year or so, and I was wondering if you could explain what that is, and are they actually a part of that group?
We will have Jordan Maxwell on in the not-too-distant future, probably January, maybe February. And, of course, he's the expert in symbolism in the occult, for sure. I think you're right. I'm beginning to notice some of these symbols as well popping up. Maybe it's because people are talking about it, and it's a craze right now, and so they're more aware of it. I don't know. Or maybe there's a message out there, a hidden message that they're aware of, some kind of clue game that they're trying to pass on people as well. But I'll ask Jordan that when he's on, because he's the best for that. Let's go to Ojai in California. Hello, Joy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, George. Merry Christmas to
you
all.
You too. Have you been good this year? Is Santa going to be good to you, Joy?
I have been very good. You know, so many good things have come my way this past week. Baked cookies, candies. I can't begin to tell you how many lovely things have come my way. But the one thing I wanted to say tonight, George, was I've been listening since 1983 or 84. And tonight was just the most amazing program I think I've ever heard.
Really? Well, David's a genius, first of all.
It's full of synchronicity. And your guest, David, was just awesome. Just, I mean, my head is just spinning, you know. I quantum physics and everything he talked about, I felt like the roof came off of my little apartment tonight. I just felt like the whole universe opened up to me. And of course, you know, this word synchronicity came in to my mind. I just felt like I had to call you and tell you, like, I agree with all of your listeners. I feel that we are all together.
Well, you know, we are, and it's working. And this Friday session where people use prayer or consciousness, call it what you want, it works for people. It is amazing what's happening.
And not so much the things that we want, but just if we, like, make a conscious, like he was talking about, settling back and being quiet, you know, when he was talking about when he went to the Far East to be with the Masters, and that when he was 12 years old, he had that experience. And then again in 1986, he had another experience. And I think these things happen to us over periods of times, like on some of the programs I listened to on Coast to Coast. People will say, well, I had this experience with the UFOs in 1972, for instance. And there'll be a long period of, like, what would seem like long to us, like 30 years or so, but which is really nothing if you stop to think about the infinite the infinite seed.
Well, and you talk about that. Talk about time as well, Joy. I mean, here we are coming up to the end of another year. Can you believe we're going into 2010? I mean, at what point in your life did you ever think about that year? That seems so far out into the future. I was born in 1950. You know, 1963, Kennedy was killed. 69, we land on the moon. I'm 13, I'm 19. And to think about 2010, there was no way. I never thought that far. Never in my dreams. But here we are. I mean, it's here. It's truly amazing the way time goes by. So I'm glad that I believe that there's more than just this physical realm. Albany, New York. Steve, you're on Coast to Coast. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you again, George.
You too.
I have two things. Second thing is if I have time. But the first thing is, aren't the planets going to be aligned during 2012?
You know, they were saying that, but most astronomers tell me, no, that's not going to happen. There will be, there could be a galactic alignment, but not with the planets.
Okay, because if there was a planetary alignment, you'd have Mercury and Venus between us and the next class.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Second thing is, I think I know where dark matter is, and I'm going to try to make it as simple and fast as possible.
Right.
There was an experiment about 10 years ago where they took a particle and sent it faster than the speed of light, and it arrived before it was sent. Okay, now taking an idea of a bottle rocket to a space rocket, the more power you put behind something, the faster it will get.
Right.
Okay, you put it, they were talking about atomic engines, okay, trying to get things faster than the speed of light. Now, if you have the Big Bang, most of the matter is going to be propelled out of that at faster than the speed of light. It's inevitable. So maybe some of that matter is pushed into another time frame. Nothing can slow it down. It'll pass through things. You will not have critical mass. Okay, it'll pass through things like a neutrino. You cannot have critical mass like Einstein predicted. Okay, because if it's traveling faster than speed of light, it's out of time sync. It can't reach critical mass. Nothing can slow it down. So it's out. Most of this mass is stuff from like black exploding stars, the Big Bang, and things that may have been pushed out of our time frame, but it would still have gravitation. It will still have all sorts of things. And if it does slow down for any reason, maybe it may stay out of time sync.
Well, that could be. And I'm convinced, too, Steve, that it's out there. This dark matter is there, and it functions. And I believe that's where our consciousness lies, and it's where we're connected. You know how I've always said, we've got this wireless internet that we're connected to, which we're going to talk about this week. I've always believed that, and I think that's the answer to it. I could never understand what hooked it all together, and that's what happens. Let's go to Nashville, Tennessee. Ed, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi, Edward.
Good morning, George. How are you today?
All was well. How about Nashville?
Hey, well, it's foggy and all heck get out around here right now.
Well, be careful if you're out on the road.
Oh, I'm working.
Okay.
I had a question for you. Remember the gentleman that was going to have the eye operation there back a few months ago and how you got involved in it?
Yes.
Tell me about him. How's he doing?
He is, as a matter of fact, I got an email this morning about him. He is going to his doctor. The people who are involved with him, because they listen to this program, they've got him going to the doctor. The doctor's going to tell him exactly what they need to do. The guy's neighbors are already tuned into it, so they're helping him, getting him there and everything else. And he might have now partial insurance, we've discovered, that will help it out. And the donator, who wishes to remain anonymous, is ready to go right after that doctor gives him his full report. So I'm very hopeful in the next few months, this guy's going to have his operation and we'll start seeing again. His cataracts will be brand new.
Well, I'll tell you, see, I have a little bit close to my heart because I was born blind. And
oh,
I was until I was 5 years old. And I had a dermoid cyst on my optic nerve. And luckily, my adopted mom noticed it. And, you know, she got me the proper help.
And now you see well?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I got 20/20 vision.
That's phenomenal.
It is. It's great. I mean, my mother, that's a whole other story, but she was a smoker, okay? And she believed so much in God. And she said, Lord, if you take him, give my son his sight, I'll never smoke another cigarette. And the day she died, she never did.
That's great.
Never did.
That is great.
One last thing. I know you got a lot of people. You are, like I said, I mean, of the greatest people I know, I mean, you've had some phenomenal guests on. And especially G. Edwin Griffin is my all-time favorite.
I love
that
the
man
guy.
There is, oh, I'm telling you. I'm trying to convince radio talk show people that I listen to during the day to stop going Democrat and Republican and call like it is.
That's the name of the game. You know what, Ed? You have just said exactly what I've tried to preach all my life. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. You know what? God love all of you. But you know what? You got to call it the way it is.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you're a socialist and you want to make us a communist country, we're going to vote you out of office. That's all there is to it. And you know, they're talking about like a third party. I got the perfect name for it. The Individualist Party. Okay, folks, here's what we are. Boom. Let's get to it.
Here we are. Just tell the truth. That's all that matters.
Well, hey, you have a great holiday, George. Lots of love and affection to you and your family, and God bless you all. And I'll be listening to you.
Absolutely. A little update on my friend. He came here with his wife from Los Angeles for Thanksgiving, and I had this great idea to have my entire family here for this festive Midwestern chili Thanksgiving meal. You know, it's always the best in the Midwest when you do that. And so they flew in from L.A., and the following Friday, Thanksgiving Friday, he trips, going up two steps, was not drinking because everybody asked me, and he's now been paralyzed. It'll be 4 weeks on Friday. He's starting to get a little movement in his fingers and his toes, not a lot. He is starting to breathe on his own. He wasn't before, so that's a good sign. They did perform a tracheotomy on him because they wanted to get him off that breathing device, and eventually they'll seal that up. He's not talking yet because of the trach, and he's been trying to move, and they put him in a chair now, which is good, but it's going to take a long, long ordeal. And I hope to God this never happens to you, that you get really sick in a different city miles away from your home, because number one, we can't put him on a flight because he can't bend. And now they're saying that the medevac might cost him $16,000. So we might have to raise some money for him on that. And ironically, my daughter works for a number of airlines that medevac people with hospital care all over the country. She flies kidneys, for example, to the right hospital, or the liver. Somebody needs a liver, she'll find it and get it sent. And so she's been working on that too. But I'm telling you, that has been, for us, just an absolute nightmare. And I've got to get back to L.A. in a couple weeks. We've got a lot of things going on, a lot of projects. And he's still here. He's still here in St. Louis. And we don't know when we're going to fly him back to L.A. It's incredible. And then he needs massive rehabilitation. Because, I mean, just picture yourself in a bed. You're now fully awake. And you can't move 24 hours a day. Absolute nightmare. So say a little prayer for him. I'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue right here on Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie. Like that old television program, you asked for it. We're doing that for you as well. I've had a lot of emails over the past few months about doing a show on Hopi prophecy, and that's exactly what we'll do on our next Coast to Coast program with Miriam Delicato, her book, Blue Star Fulfilling Prophecy, and it's all about the Hopi elders. So I'm glad you're going to be part of that program with us on Coast to Coast AM. When we come back, final open line calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, here we are on Coast to Coast. And by the way, those of you who are working on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we're in the trenches with you. And those of you who don't have to work, we'll just sit back and enjoy the program for a couple days and do your thing. Have you noticed, too, that most people will eat turkey? Tom, show me your hands. I got a little setup with Tom. I can see him back in L.A., by the way. He's little. He's about 3 inches tall, but he's back there. So let me ask you a question here, Tom. Next time I'll do it, I'll open up your speaker. I've got your speaker shut down. most people will eat turkey on Thanksgiving and ham on Christmas. You agree with that? Yep. Little 3-inch Tom Danheiser is lifting up his thumb, and his little thumb is about a quarter of an inch tall. There he is in his little box. Amazing technology. Let's go to Eric in Flushing, Michigan. Welcome to the show. Hi, Eric.
George, Merry Christmas and a jolly holiday.
You too. Y'all ready for Christmas? All done?
Yeah, I'm prepared, and I just want to say that your buddy there, Tom, in L.A., is a giant of a colleague, as is David Cerita. Premier Radio Network is amazingly appropriate to describe you as the host, David as the guest tonight. Several things quickly here, George. I'm not a visionary, but tonight I discovered a most amazing, majestic wonderment of a connection with David. He was describing his angelic experience.
Mm-hmm.
Could be described in the Bible as a born-again experience. Well, in the process of his describing that event, I had this vision of the Ark of the Covenant and a medallion that was dangling. It hadn't fallen out. It was just dangling from the Ark. And then very briefly, I think, didn't David mention something about a medallion or a pendant?
Yes, yes.
And I'm thinking that sounds like it's a technology. I seem to recall previous episodes where he may have described this as a technology. And I'm simply admonishing you, as I did Tom when I called in, to maybe conduct your own personal investigations into that technology, because I think this vision is somehow connected with that medallion or pendant and might possibly represent sort of a supernatural conduit with the supernatural. I dropped out of college, and if I had had a physics instructor like David,
you know what, it would have made it interesting. You would have stayed in school.
I'd be a PhD astronomer now, at least. And George, another thing. John Lennon has a song, and I don't know the title, but I think it's a Christmas tune. And what I'm getting at here is the power of speech and thought in the context of a lyric, I think, is amazingly powerful. And in this song, So This Is Christmas and What Have You Done, I think at the end of that, George, he says, war is over now if you want it, or war is over if you want it now. Okay, think of the power of that, George. Okay, if we combine the Coast to Coast AM's brilliance collectively combined we want all these wars, these genocide police actions, undeclared wars, we want them to cease now, or, you know, tomorrow. We want this to cease. Just like your buddy who had that unbelievably despicable fall. Now,
oh yeah.
Well, why don't we this week, George, as a Christmas, in the spirit of Christmas, why don't we combine our collective power to envision him being healed? What's his name?
Mike.
Hey, we need to do this. We need to think of him being healed through our thoughts in the Coast to Coast audience. What do you think?
I'm glad you brought it up. You know, he's on our prayer list, but it just seems a little better coming from you, Eric, than me asking for that kind of help. And I'm all for it.
And in closing, George, I want the audience, and maybe at some point in the future, you could maybe play that tune. John also did one, Nobody Told Me There'd Be Days Like This, Strange Days Indeed. Those are probably two of my most favorite songs from his collection, which I've yet to acquire.
I think the Christmas one was So This Is Christmas, isn't it? Isn't that the name of it as well?
Yeah, So This Is Christmas, What Have You Done? And I think at the very end, George, and he says, and war is over if you want it now. Now, think of that. I mean, the power of that, George, if we were to concentrate on that. Okay, so who are the conspirator culprits? We know who they are, right? So we should also focus our energy on holding, bringing them to account for their diabolical actions, and also to end all these genocide police actions that they have deliberately perpetrated.
What we don't do, and well said, Eric, is we don't do what they do in other nations, and that is huge, massive protests. I'm not talking about some that we've recently seen and tea parties and things like that. An Ayatollah passed away, and a cleric died in Iran, and he was against the government. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people in the streets supporting him. He died. He was 87 years old. To the point where the Iranian government didn't want it televised, didn't want any of that, trying to suppress it. We don't protest enough. I mean, we did during the Vietnam War, and that probably is one of the reasons why we finally decided to get out. But recently, we don't. You know, Americans are so mired in their own personal problems because, isn't that interesting? Let people be worried about their own little problems, and they won't worry about the big ones, that nobody says anything. And here we are, you know, still in Afghanistan, sending more troops. And we've been in there now 8 years. It'll be 9 next year. And Afghanistan, we've been there since 2003. And it just doesn't seem to end. But we need to start as a mass group simply to say enough is enough. And on we go. Of course, there'll be a nice pipeline built in Afghanistan when this is all said and done, won't there? Los Angeles we go. Leon, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Leon.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Okay, how are you?
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
I want to talk about 2012. I feel like 2012, like the movie actually is basically, you know, to me, I feel like that's actually fear tactics. There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen in 2012. But a lot of us is not tapped into our chakra systems or, you know, our metaphysics, or we're not tapped into our energy and all that and stuff. We're supposed to transfer our souls into light beings, just like, you know, Jesus did. But a lot of people is not, like, consciously aware. They don't know where energy beings, like dark matter, live within us. Like, not only that, but we are, the universe conscious of itself. Like,
do you think what happened in that movie 2012 is going to happen to us?
Oh, no. We're going through, like, a conscious, like, transformation, actually. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. You know, think about all the kids that are intelligent. You know what I'm saying? We're getting bombarded by frequencies. That's why a lot of people is going wild, because they can't handle them. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what's going on. And then you got the 33rds, the Illuminati, of course. You know, they, you know, practice symbolism, numbers, all that stuff. You know, these are the numbers that you look out for, 18, 25, and 33. Anything that goes up in 33% or 33,000 troops, that's them, plain and simple, you know. And, you know, it's just,
good point.
You know, it's just so much wickedness going on because they sacrifice so many souls to let in certain demon gods into our world, man. And that's why
it's the fight, Leon, between good and evil.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
that.
And I'm glad I'm on this side, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you are, too. We need about a million more like you. Let's go to Mary Margaret in Orlando, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
Okay, great. I wanted to make a comment on your first guest. He was really wonderful, and he just really tied everything together. You know, with a lot of your other guests that I've heard on, especially the lady who did The Dragons in the Sky, the author of that,
mm-hmm.
and how she was also talking about this other higher level that we would be going on. And which is exactly what your speaker tonight was talking about, that the whole Earth and solar system was going up onto this higher level. And then he was saying, how is it going to differentiate between, you know, some people being able to reach that level and not? And I just wanted to comment that I think that we really have to focus on our abilities, those people who have the ability to go to those different dimensions and really develop themselves would be the ones that you know, really make this shift with the whole Earth and solar system, like he was talking about.
He's right on, and you're very perceptive, Mary Margaret.
Well, thank you. I really want to go back, and I missed some of what he talked about because I'm at work, and so I had to go in and you know.
What do you do, by the way? What are you doing?
I'm a truck driver.
Oh, are you? Okay. How far do you go?
It pretty much I stay within Atlanta. Now, sometimes I go out to Titusville and Melbourne sometimes. It just depends on what route I have. But I deliver the newspaper to the substations where the carriers come and then deliver them to the people.
What's going on in the newspaper business, Mary Margaret? Do you find it? Are the papers getting the amount that you would carry around? Are you seeing that shrink?
Definitely shrinking immensely to the size, the cutting down the actual size, the amount that's in there. Our hours have actually been cut where we used to deliver. Every week we'd have an insert part, and then they'd actually print the front that night.
Right.
But on nights, a Monday and Tuesday edition, they really don't have inserts because there's just not enough to print. The only time that they do is if there's a holiday coming up and they have a lot of ads, and then you'll get a larger paper. But otherwise, it's shrinking drastically.
The world has gone internet. You know that?
Yes.
But can you imagine, though, Mary Margaret, one day if we have some kind of outage, and let's say the internet's down for a month or 2 months, people aren't going to know what they're going to do. What are they going to do for information?
You know what? Actually, when we had back in, 2006, so we had Hurricane Charlie come through,
mm-hmm.
It totally wiped out everything. Everybody was very dependent upon that newspaper, us getting the newspaper out, and that's how they received their information, was from the newspaper. So we've kind of seen that happen for a little bit, when we had the hurricane come through and just wiped out.
One of the dangers of going too technological is that when one day that technology is taken away, we're in deep trouble. Went to a drugstore a couple months ago, a big chain, right? Big sign. We may not be able to service you. Why? They had a power outage. Their computers were down. They were manually trying to do things. The lines were too big. People were upset. They can't handle it. They can't handle the old days. And let me tell you something. Drive up to a fast food restaurant and give one of the youngsters an extra quick order without them using their computer. If they don't punch it in, they can't give you change for a $10 bill. It's impossible unless they look at the computer, which tells them how much they owe you. They cannot figure it out in their heads. Truly remarkable. Wilmington, Delaware, we go. Robert, it's your turn.
George, how are you doing?
Okay, Robert.
I had this dream that sent me back to 1979, and when I got there, my mother was my mother, married to a different man, and my father, he was my uncle, and
okay.
One of my cousins was like one of my brothers, and they're telling me I'm part of the family, and I'm sitting there going, no, you're my father, and they're like laughing at me. And, it was like so weird. And then I got to say, no, I'm married and this and that. And then when I started talking about 2009 with my wife and my kids, I started coming out of it. So I tried to jump back in and warn them about 2001. And then when I snapped out, when I came conscious, I was like, didn't know who I was, where I was. And I was like, wait, 3 minutes, you know what I mean? And then I said to myself, whoa, what's going on here? So I got talking to a couple of friends of mine at work here, and they said it was a parallel universe. And I have no, and if it's what they say it is, how can you be in two different places? Can you understand what I'm saying?
Well, that's very possible. I mean, you could be in two different places. You could be crossing over in this parallel universe that is not quite exactly as your life is here, but it's probably similar with some of the same players that you obviously had, playing different roles. The big question is what happened to the other you? the other you that should have been in that parallel universe.
Well, they were showing me pictures as a child there. That's what was really confusing. You know, I should have wrote all this down. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I was really confused.
That's wild.
Yeah, and I just was like, I can't wait to ask George. Do you think this was a parallel universe?
Absolutely. I mean, I think at this point, I believe that there are parallel universes that are many, many kinds of duplications of us in different roles, different scenarios. I mean, how and why? Don't ask me that, but I do think it happens.
George, you have a good Christmas.
Okay, Robert, you too. And those of you who are going to be joining us throughout the week, don't forget our live Christmas Eve programming and also on our very special Christmas Day show as well. Let me give you a little update of what we have in store for you. Of course, tomorrow we're going to be talking about Hopi prophecy. That's always fascinating. Wednesday, Linda Moultonhow is joining us. We're moving her up a little bit. Normally, she goes on the last Thursday of the month, but she wants to spend a little time with her family, so she will be live Wednesday, and we'll be talking about the British Ministry of Defense closing down its UFO hotline and offices. We're talking about the Martian meteorite. Gerald Celente will join us with her. And also we're going to talk about Linda's own angelic intervention experiences. Then Thursday, fascinating program on Christmas Eve, including a brief interview with Dr. Gary Habermas as he talks about the evidence for life of Jesus. Evidence, he says. So I'm looking forward to that as well. For Jesse Angelo, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safer.